Andy, what's your summary of that 90 minutes?
I'm disappointed with the result, obviously, Andy. That goes without saying. Disappointed. It was a game we felt we could come and take points from, and we haven't.
I guess going back to the start, frustrating to concede in that manner early on.
Yeah, very early. You know, sloppy goal. We've conceded two sloppy ones the other night, and we've conceded another sloppy one today, and it's a goal that should be stopped.
And then in the first half, there's just a real dearth of chances for both sides.
Yeah, it was open first half, you know. Neither team could, you know, Jonesy didn't have too much to do, neither did their keeper, in all fairness. And, you know, that's what I've just spoke to the players about, that we've got to do more with the amount of possession that we have.
Is that the biggest frustration of the day?
Well, conceding is the first thing, because we spoke about being solid and difficult to beat. But when you concede early, it's sort of that's a difficult one. But in terms of the amount of possession we had and the amount of ball we had, we were disappointed with the lack of chances that we've created.
Which is not something that's really been a problem in recent weeks.
No, we've scored, you know, a few goals lately. You know, two against Luton, two against Cheltenham, and yeah, that. But today it didn't go for us.
And then in the second half, you made plenty of changes, and McCallum had that header at the end. There was a goalmouth scramble, but still it wouldn't fall for you.
Yeah, Danny Ollins had a good chance first half. I thought it was in, actually. Keeper saved it. That was probably our best chance of the first half. And then second half, we've made a lot of changes to try and get attack-minded players on the pitch to try and get back into the game, but it wasn't to be today.
And you're just keen to throw all four of the strikers on together?
Yeah, it was, you know, nothing to lose when you're 1-0 down, have you, Andy? You know, it's a case of going for it, and yeah, we tried and it wasn't to be.
Did you think you deserved something from today's game?
I'm not sure we deserve to lose. I'm not sure we deserve to win it either. I don't think we did enough to win it. You know, they had something to hold on to with scoring the early goal. And, you know, if it's 0-0, the longer it goes, the more they've got to come out. But, you know, they've gone with that, and they've got that early goal, and that was a disappointing thing.
What was your assessment of your two new loan signings, Nairan Osworthy and Cole Kopekawa?
Well, yeah, we were, you know, Nairan hasn't played for a while, and you're a little bit concerned will he get through the 90 minutes, which, you know, that's always a concern. But yeah, solid enough, and Cole will get better. He's a young lad who's learning.
How challenging is it at this stage of the season when most people are settled because of those injuries that you have to throw a completely new back three together?
Yeah, it's just, you know, we've had one day to work with them as well on Friday. You know, the lads arrive Thursday evening, and, you know, you can't do a lot of work in one training session on the Friday. So, you know, it sometimes takes time for them all to get together and stuff. So hopefully we'll have a good week next week and go again against Shrewsbury and, you know, give people a bit more of a time to get the understandings going.
And both will be better for a game under their belt.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Elsewhere, you said Jack Watmore, you're still waiting to hear on the knee. Is there any further update on his knee?
Not since I last spoke to you on Thursday, no. No, he's been to the training ground and started his rehabilitation. But no, there's no further news as yet.
Can you just write this one as a one-off?
Today? I hope so. You know, I hope so. It's... I'm disappointed with the lack of chances we've created in the cutting edge that we've had today. You know, we haven't, for the amount of final third entries, for the amount of ball that we've had, we haven't created enough today.
And just finally, James Dunn came off. He was holding maybe his ankle in the first half. Is he picked
he
up
got,
or not?
He got a bang, but that, you know, didn't bring him off for that reason. We brought him off tactically to try and get extra four players on the pitch.
And Adam Webster went from starting to out the squad. Was that just a selection? Or?
Yeah, purely selection, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Andy.